Sudbury.com runs a weekly list of things that are going on locally, both in person and virtual. If you're planning a performance, class, presentation, exhibit, fundraiser, initiative or other event in Greater Sudbury, send the details to calendar@sudbury.com so we can spread the word. More local events can also be found on Sudbury.com's events page. Art gallery opening November. 10 local artist Jillian Schultz is officially opening her own art gallery in the Cedar Point Plaza in Sudbury from 4 to 9 p.m. November 10. Visitors to Schultz's art gallery will be greeted by a tapestry of vibrant colors. Each piece of her art tells a unique story. The entrance to the gallery is accessed through Summit Physiotherapy in the Cedar Point Plaza, 1984 Regent Street. The opening party will feature new works by the artist, with music by Jamie Dupuis and Emma McDaniel. Dupuis is a Canadian guitarist, composer and producer, best known for his complex fingerstyle technique, energetic performances, and his arrangements on the guitar and harp guitar. Learn more online here. Sudbury Outdoor Adventure Reels, SOAR, Film Fest November. 10 to 12 The Sudbury Outdoor Adventure Reels, SOAR, Film Fest takes over the Sudbury Indie Cinema's screen for 3 days November 10 to 12, with many premieres and filmmaker Q&As. The festival brings the best in outdoor adventure and wilderness films to the big screen at the Indie each November. For a limited time, you can grab deeply discounted all-access early bird festival passes for just $40. Enjoy 3 days of the best from Banff Mountain Film Festival, Vancouver International Mountain Film Festival, Whistler, Hot Docs and more. The event is organized alongside and in support of the students at Laurentian's Outdoor Adventure Leadership Program. Passes are on sale until October 31. Purchase them online here. String Quartet, Duo 46 Remembrance Day Concert November 11. Join the Sudbury Symphony String Quartet and Duo 46 for a captivating chamber music concert commemorating Remembrance Day November 11. The concert pays tribute to those who have sacrificed for our freedom and reflects on the power of music in times of adversity. The evening will feature masterpieces by legendary composers, including Dmitri Shostakovich's String Quartet No. 8, and music by living composers Michel Daugherty's The Bay of Pigs, and On Freedom, by esteemed Canadian composer John Oliver. Performances by the acclaimed violin and guitar ensemble Duo 46, as well as the renowned Sudbury Symphony String Quartet, promise an unforgettable musical experience. The event runs at 7:30 p.m. November 11 at Place des Arts. Purchase tickets online here, at 705-885-1076 or at the door. Lights on Home Decorating Contest November 11 to December 12. Take part in the Lights on Home Decorating Contest, organized by Café Heritage as part of its annual Festival Noël festivities. Residents and businesses in Rayside Balfour are encouraged to decorate for the holiday season for a chance to win prize money. Enter between November 11 and December 11. The winners will be announced at the Winter Wonderland opening on December 15. The first place winner brings home $1,000, the runner-up $500 and the finalist $250. Email info at cafeheritage.ca for more information. No Strings Attached, Northern Brass Remembrance Day Concert November 12. The No Strings Attached Community Band, with the Northern Brass Choir as special guests, holds a concert of remembrance and celebration on November 12. This concert will feature a variety of traditional military marches and compilations for concert band, celebrating and remembering those who have served. The event takes place starting at 2 p.m. at the McKellar Auditorium at Lockerbie Composite School. Admission is pay what you can, with proceeds to the Poppy Fund. Jesse Wente talk at Place des Arts. November 12th. A talk by author Jesse Wente takes place at Place des Arts November 12. Anishinaabek, born and raised in Toronto and a member of Serpent River First Nation, Wente was a film critic on CBC Radio for more than 20 years before taking on key positions at the Toronto Film Festival, where his work garnered awards of recognition. In 2020, he was appointed board chair of the Canada Council for the Arts. Wente will be giving a talk focused on his national bestseller, Unreconciled, Family, Truth, and Indigenous Resistance, which challenges reconciliation as a flawed notion and espouses truth as the basis for respectful relations with First Nations. The author will be in conversation with Laurentian University's sociologist and philosopher Simon Laflamme. Place des Arts du Grand Sudbury is holding a series of talks and exhibitions this fall. Under the banner, Enlightening Talks for Evolving Times, the talks will feature prominent arts and culture personalities who will discuss key issues, including relationships with Indigenous people. Simultaneous translation will be available, to French or English. On December 19, the series features Sudbury native Mark Mayer, an expert in the field of contemporary art and a member of the Order of Canada. Grade 9 Information Session, November 14. Parents, guardians and students in grades 7 and 8 are invited to an interactive information session designed to help students make key decisions in moving from elementary to secondary. All students are welcome to participate regardless of which elementary school they currently attend. Rainbow District School Board will present Next Stop, Grade 9 on Tuesday, November 14 from 7 to 8:30 p.m. in the Student Center at Cambrian College, 1400 Barry Down Road. Parking will be free on site in lot number 15 next to the student center. The information session will focus on the changes and choices students face while entering high school. A number of topics will be explored, including how to read timetables, course and program selection, easing into a new school environment, skills for academic success, resources and helpful tips. Information will be provided for all pathways including independent living, work, apprenticeship, college and university. Attendees can also speak with staff about programs such as cooperative education. Luncheon of Hope, November 14. The Northern Cancer Foundation, organizers of the Luncheon of Hope, have announced Jean Becker as the keynote speaker at the annual event, held this year on November 14 at noon at the Caruso Club. Becker is an acclaimed Canadian journalist, media personality and fashion entrepreneur. A release from the Foundation and Luncheon of Hope Committee state that Becker's life has been full of adventure, but none like the one she faced after her 70th birthday when she was diagnosed with breast cancer. Tickets are $75 each, or $600 for a table of eight. For additional information or to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, contact ncf at hsnsudbury.ca. Au Bistro des Découvertes, November 14. La Slague invites you to Au Bistro des Découvertes. This intimate concert series is carefully curated, with new talent personally recommended by seasoned French Ontario artists. Our old hands on the music scene are well placed to make good musical acquaintances, and like us, the stars love to share their finds with their friends. So be one of their friends. The next in the series features Cécile Du Kingé. New Yorker by birth, Cameroonian by origin, she's a citizen of the world, including our corner of it. In addition to her smooth, lived-in voice, she makes her guitar sing in her own distinctive way. Nadine Altunji is a Montreal-based singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist, piano, guitar, oud, whose musical roots run deep in the fertile Syrian soil of her parents. The concert runs at Place des Arts November 14. Purchase tickets online here. Sudbury Santa Claus Parade November 18. The annual Sudbury Santa Claus Parade runs starting at 5:30 p.m. November 18. The parade route begins on Notre Dame Avenue next to the Elm Center and proceeds south on Notre Dame to Elm Street, west on Elm to Elgin Street, north on Elgin to St. Anne Road and finally east on St. Anne. At the start of the parade, a dynamic display of fireworks, around 5:15 p.m., lights up Sudbury's Saturday night. Free parking will be available at several municipal parking lots throughout the downtown core so that families can park nearby and easily walk over to the parade route. Comedian Jeff Leeson November 18 Sudbury Performance Group brings comedian Jeff Leeson to Sudbury November 18. The event takes place at the Trevi Bar and Grill. Doors open at 5:30 p.m., with the performance at 7:30 p.m. For over 23 years Jeff Leeson has been astonishing crowds across North America with his off-the-cuff, improvisational style that leaves crowds not only wanting more, but amazed at what they just witnessed. Combining traditional stand-up comedy with long-form improv, Jeff creates a unique and personal experience for the audience each and every show. With over 50 million views of his stand-up clips online, Jeff is quickly becoming one of the most requested acts in North America. In addition to headlining top comedy clubs and theaters throughout North America, Jeff's comedy has been featured on SiriusXM, Spotify, iTunes, two comedy specials on Amazon Prime, a dry bar comedy special, and a special on YouTube entitled, Sorry I'm Not Kevin Hart. Purchase tickets online here. City of Lakes Musical Society, Bach and Beforeniv. 18. The City of Lakes Music Society presents the first concert of the season in their main series, Bach and Before, on Saturday, November 18 at 7:30 p.m. at St. Peter's United Church, 203 York Street. Performing on the concert are many well-known local musicians, pianists Charlene Biggs and Yoo Young Park, flautist Carly Schofield, the Isersmith Duo, violist Jamie Arrowsmith and guitarist Alan Iserief, and the Sudbury Chamber Singers directed by Susan Urquhart. Plus, a silent auction. Tickets at the door. Admission is $25 general, and $20 for seniors and students. For further information, email info@cityoflakesmusicsociety.ca. Sudbury Secondary School presents The Little Mermaid Jr., November. 19 Sudbury Secondary School students are set to present the musical production of The Little Mermaid Jr. Public performances will take place on Sunday, November 19 at 1 p.m. as well as Friday, November 24 and Saturday, November 25 at 6:30 p.m. in the Sheridan Auditorium. Tickets, at $20 for adults and $10 for youth 12 and under, can be purchased at the door or on ShowPass. Based on the iconic tale by Hans Christian Andersen, this one-act adaptation of the Disney Broadway production will bring guests to the enchanting depths of the ocean to experience a tale of timeless romance and adventure. Sudbury Secondary School is located at 154 College Street in Sudbury. Cinefest Red Carpet Screening November 22. Cinefest is bringing writer, director Rebecca Miller's She Came to Me to the big screen at Silver City Sudbury November 22 as the final Red Carpet Patron Program film of 2023. The romantic comedy, which opened the Berlinale International Film Festival earlier this year as a special gala, follows the story of composer Stephen Laudem, four-time Primetime Emmy Award winner Peter Dinklage, Game of Thrones, as he attempts to break through a creative block restricting him from completing the score for his big comeback opera. At the behest of his wife Patricia, Academy Award winner Anne Hathaway, Les Miserables, he sets out in search of inspiration and finds much more than he bargained for when he meets Katrina, Academy Award winner Marissa Tomei, My Cousin Vinny. Individual tickets are on sale now at www.cinefest.com, at the Cinefest Sudbury box office, located at 40 Larch Street, Unit 103, or by calling 705-688-1234. Cinefest Red Carpet patrons are granted complimentary admittance. Dinner Theater. Boeing Boeing. November 23-25. Sudbury Performance Group presents the Dinner Theater production of Boeing Boeing. An Appalling Situation. A hit comedy similar in vein to Shakespeare's comedies of Merry Misadventures and Mistaken Identities, Boeing Boeing tells the exploits of French bachelor Bernard and his lovely female flight attendants. Three flight attendants, to be exact, from three different countries, and they all believe they're engaged to Bernard. In the past, Bernard has been able to juggle these women due to his detailed timetable of his fiancée's flight schedules. When the situation changes and all of the women end up at his apartment on the same day, Bernard, with help from his bewildered friend Robert, struggles to keep them from learning the truth. Will the lying Lothario be able to keep up this charade, or will a disaster occur? As they say, all's well that ends well. The production runs November 23-25 at Thornlow University Theater. Purchase tickets online here. SSO Concert, Poems for Snow. November 25. Sudbury Symphony Orchestra's next concert, entitled Poems for Snow, runs at Laurentian University's Fraser Auditorium November 25. The symphony's guest conductor is Francois Coe and the guest soloist is Benedicta Lozier on violin. Coe will conduct the beautiful poem for orchestra and solo violin and the exciting Les Jeunes by Jacques Etou along with some of everyone's favorite seasonal favorites. Purchase tickets online here. Sudbury Arts Council Annual General Meeting. November 27. Sudbury Arts Council holds its annual general meeting Monday, November 27 at Sudbury Indie Cinema, 162 Mackenzie Street. The first 10 people to arrive at the AGM will receive 2 tickets to the Indie Cinema valued at $24. Free popcorn and pop and water are available. Attendees will have a chance to share news about events and projects at the meeting. The 2023 SAC Board is proposing changes to the bylaws. The current bylaws and the proposed changes can be viewed online here. If you have not purchased or renewed your SAC membership, this can be done at the AGM. Individual memberships are $20. Group memberships are $35. GNO presence against the grain, Rochelle Bergeron. Until December 3, Rochelle Bergeron's Against the Grain is an exploration of human existence, captured through an intimate lens and rendered in the timeless medium of black and white photography, using Kodak TMY120 film. Each photograph within this series tells a story of individuals who navigate life in a distinctive and unorthodox manner, embracing their own unique path, often in defiance of societal norms. The show runs through until December 3. Galerie du Nouvel Ontario is located within the Place des Arts building downtown. More information is available online here. Gallery 6500 presents Martin Koteluk. Until Jan. 5, 2024. Gallery 6500 presents an exhibition of paintings, sketches by local artist Martin Koteluk entitled A Study in Contrast. He has been inspired by the landscapes that inspired the Group of Seven, but in contrast the exhibit also includes more abstract pieces of art, as well as sketches of everyday items that have caught his eye. Koteluk is an accomplished artist whose talents have been highlighted by the magazine's International Artist, American Art Collection, and he has won several awards with the La Cloche Art Show and the Northern Ontario Artist Association. The exhibit can be viewed weekdays from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. until January 5, 2024. Art Gallery of Sudbury presents Brandon Restoul at Laughing Buddha. Until January 23, 2024. Although the Art Gallery of Sudbury's main site at the Bell Mansion is currently closed for safety reasons, an off-site exhibit by Brandon Restoul continues at the Laughing Buddha restaurant downtown until January 23, 2024. What were once two mediums I simply enjoyed to tinker around with, have evolved to tools of self-healing, he said in an artist's statement. It's been beautiful to see my most treasured moments and the people and places my eyes refuse to forget reflect through my photography. Likewise, with my poetry, which joined the party a few years ago. I once resented only catching myself writing when I was stuck in dark places. However, as I've grown alongside it, it's allowed me to be vulnerable and share my sadness, anger, grief and depression in a safe and fulfilling way. Enjoy the roller coaster that I am. Pierogies and cabbage rolls. Mondays to Fridays. Fresh pierogies and cabbage rolls are available for pickup from Monday to Friday at the Ukrainian Seniors Center. Place your order by phoning 705-673-7404.